I would like to start the message today by asking you to think about one question.
我在開始今天這個信息之前呢，我就想請大家去想一個問題。
I would like to ask you the question, if you are a Christian.
如果你是一個基督徒的話呢，我就問你這個問題。
Do you experience the reality of the indwelling presence of Christ?
你有沒有經歷過基督住在你的生命裏面這個的實在呢？
Just now the communion, Brother Andrew and Brother Calvin took us to the point exactly where from that point on I'll be going on.
就是剛才在聖餐的時候 Calvin 和 Andrew 兩位弟兄他們的信息也是跟這方面有關聯的，我就繼續接續他們的信息繼續講下去。
In fact, Brother Andrew finished his message at Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
實際上 Andrew 弟兄他的信息最末那裡是引用到加拉太書第二章第二十節。
And that's exactly where I go on.
而我亦都是想那裡由那裡開始的。
And he did this without knowing what I'm preaching about today.
當然他就不知道今天我想跟大家分享什麼信息的。
It's wonderful how the Spirit of the Lord works.
當主的靈在工作的時候的確是非常奇妙。
What does Galatians 2:20 say? Now here I would like you be careful of over-familiarity with words.
在這裡呢，我就要請大家很小心，就是你對一些非常熟悉的經文，這個的危險。
Think on these words again.
我們再小心看這裡的經文。
It is no longer I who live.
現在活著的不再是我。
I said I would like to ask you this question if you are a Christian.
如果你是一個基督徒的話，我就要問你這個問題。
In what meaningful sense are these words true for you?
究竟啊，呢啲说话对你嚟讲啊，有乜嘢嘅程度嘅真实咧？
Can you say in any meaningful sense that it is no longer I who live?
你可唔可以有一啲嘅确实咁嚟对佢讲，对你嚟讲唔再系你活着啦？
Can you in any meaningful sense say that it is Christ who lives in you?
你可不可以很有意思地說到話是基督在你裏面活著？
When I say meaningful sense, I do not mean some vague mystical sense.
當我說很有意思的時候，我不是說一些很抽象的情況。
For those who study theology, we soon become very tired of a word that's called mystical.
當大家是如果是很熟悉關於哲學各方面的情況，你就會知道在哲學裏面一個我們很聽到很煩厭的字，就是奧秘。
We talk about a mystical body of Christ, whatever that is.
我們又講到基督奧秘的身體，都不知道是
什麼。If we mean a spiritual body, we can say spiritual body, but whatever is a mystical body.
如果我們想講是一個屬靈的身體，那我們就講屬靈的身體，一個奧秘的身體究竟是什麼呢？
To say that Christ lives in us in some mystical sense is playing with words that have no more meaning.
如果我們說是很奧秘的一件事情，基督在我們裏面活著，那沒什麼意思的，我們只不過在這裡玩弄字眼而已。
I want to ask the question, does he really live in you or does he not?
我要問的問題就是，基督是否真正在你裏面活著，還是不是？
If he really lives in you, my next question then is, how exactly does it make a difference to your life?
如果你說基督真正在你裏面活著，我要問的就是，那對你的生命有什麼不同的地方呢？
Now, to those of you who are non-Christians, I also like to say something.
对我们当中如果不是基督徒的话，我同样都会想讲一些说话。
Because here is where the biblical difference of being a Christian or not being a Christian is.
因为这里呢，就正正是圣经里面所讲到关于是一个基督徒和不是一个基督徒的分别了。
I have to say this because it has always almost been drummed into us that being a Christian means simply to believe this and that.
我為什麼要這樣說呢？因為很多時候差不多這些說話已經是不斷的打裝打進我們的腦裡面，說做一個基督徒就是要信這樣信那樣。
If you believe all these things in the right order, in the right way, and to the right degree, and to the right amount, then you might be the right kind of Christian.
說的是什麼呢？說的就是你信得一些正確的道理，信得一些正確的教訓，那你就會是一個正確的基督徒了。
But on the basis of Galatians 2:20, I want to tell you the difference between being a Christian and not being a Christian does not rest primarily in how much you believe or do not believe.
而我憑著加拉太書第二章二十節要告訴大家， 做一個基督徒同埋唔做一個基督徒嘅分別，唔係話咧你信邊樣。
It doesn't mean to say that what you believe doesn't matter。
當然我哋都唔係講話你信啲乜嘢冇乜所謂嘅。
We are assuming that what you believe is correct in the first place。
喺開始嘅時候，我哋已經咧假定你所信嘅係正確㗎啦。
I'm saying to you that be what you believe ever so correct and so orthodox。
但係無論你信得幾咁正確傳統啊。
If Christ does not live in you, you are not a Christian by biblical definition。
但如果基督唔喺你里边住嘅时候，喺你里边活着嘅时候咧，根据圣经嘅原则，你就唔系一个基督徒。
We don't want to go around in a logical circle。
我哋唔想咧喺逻辑里边咧系咁不断嘅转圈。
And simply you are able to say, he lives in me. I don't know how, but in some mystical, vague, incomprehensible sense, which I never experienced, he lives in me。
亦都唔想咧，大家话啊系啊，基督喺我里边活着啊，系一啲好抽象啊、好奥秘嘅事情嚟嘅，我唔知点解，总唔知就系啦。
In short, whether he lives in me or not doesn't seem to make the slightest difference to my life.
實際上嚟講，基督喺唔喺我裏邊活著咧，對我嘅生命嚟講係一啲嘅作用都冇嘅。
In fact, so little difference does it make to my life, I couldn't frankly say on the basis of experience and facts whether he lives in me or not. But I take him at his word, whatever that means.
因為咧係完全冇咁樣嘅經歷，冇完全冇咁樣嘅唔同嘅緣故咧，故此我唔可以話。我經歷過基督在我裏面活著，只不過話咧，因為基督講過在我裏面活著，咁我信佢嘅説話，咁就係真啦。
No, precisely because I don't want to talk very vaguely. As we go on in this message, I want to expound what it means for him to live in us.
我就唔想好抽象、好含糊咁嚟到去講，我就希望咧，當我一路講嘅時候咧，好清楚嘅俾大家知道基督在我裏面活著係乜嘢意思。
I want to leave this question in your mind.
我希望將呢個問題擺喺你嘅腦裏邊。
But now I want to go back a little further.
嗱，而家咧，我咧想咧，再翻翻轉頭少少嚟到睇。
All the way back to the book of Job.
翻翻到去約伯記裏邊嚟到睇。
The book of Job is a very remarkable book.
約伯記咧係一本非常之奇妙嘅一本書。
Many people think that the basic message of the book of Job was the question about.The fairness of God. Why do the righteous suffer?
很多人都以為約伯記所講的就是講神的公義的問題。點解一個義人需要受苦呢？
If you are a righteous person, then you shouldn't suffer.
如果你是一個義人的話，你不需要受苦的。
If you suffer, then God is not fair.
如果你要受苦，神就不公道啦。
Now, if you look into any book about Job, that is the usual conclusion about what Job is supposed to mean.
如果你看過關於約伯記的一些解經書，你就會發現大部分的人的結論都會是這樣。
That question doesn't go far enough.
但這個問題是不夠深入的。
To say that sometimes the righteous have to suffer is a fact that we all know.
如果我們說嘛，義人有陣時都要需要受苦，這一點我們大家都知道。
The question is why?
問題是點解啫？
Why did Job have to go through this long process?
點解約伯要咁長嘅時間嚟到經歷受苦啊？
The book of Job can describe to us three types of saints.
約伯記咧，其實可以咧向我哋咧嚟到描寫三類嘅聖徒。
Three types of people who believe in God.
有三類唔同嘅信神嘅人。
And you will be in one of those categories if you are some sort of a Christian.
如果你話自己係某一程度嘅基督徒咧，你就會喺呢三類人當中嘅是但一類。
The first type is represented by Job's wife.
第一類咧就係咧約伯嘅太太。
We will call her position conditional commitment.
我哋會稱呼佢嗰個嘅情況就係一個有條件式嘅委身。
Conditional faith in God.
有條件嘅信神。
What do we mean by that?
咩意思呢？
Well, you know what happened when Job was put to the test.
當然啦，大家都會記得，當約伯係被試煉嘅時候，發生咗啲乜嘢事？
Every Christian will be put to the test.
每一個基督徒都要受試煉。
Everyone who professes faith in God will be tested. There is no question about that in Scripture.
每一個話佢係信神嘅人都會被試驗過，佢信唔信得真實？呢個咧聖經裏邊咧已經清楚講及。
That's another reason why we need Christ in us, because no one will survive the test without Christ.
同樣呢個亦都係咧點解我哋需要基督嗰個原因。冇基督嘅話，我哋冇一個人可以咧經歷得到嗰啲嘅試驗。
But the first type of Christian is called the Christian with conditional commitment.
第一類嘅基督徒就係嗰啲咧有條件式嘅委身嗰類基督徒。
Job's wife was every bit as religious as Job up to that point, one should think.
約伯的太太和約伯一樣，一路啊到嗰一點為止，以前啊大家一樣都係咁敬虔、咁愛神嘅。
As long as God continues to bless me and my family, I will believe in Him. I will follow Him.
如果神係一路嘅嚟到祝福我、祝福我嘅家庭，咁嘅話咧，我會繼續嚟到去信佢。
That is basic religion today.
呢個就係今日咧最流行嘅宗教。
When you go outside and you see the things with the little lights on there. I mean, why do people do that? Because they want blessing from whatever spirits or gods are around.
點解出邊啲人周圍去拜神？一樣咁嘅道理，就係佢哋要得到呢個祝福。
Or maybe they hope that their ancestors who may be able to help them in some sort of way.
或者會諗住咧，佢哋以前嘅祖先咧，可以咧賜福俾佢哋啦。
This is self-centered religion.
嗱，呢個咧就係咧自我中心嘅宗教。
Now, I don't know whether everybody who brings these things for that reason, maybe others have much better reasons for doing so.
當然我就不能夠確定說每一個人敬拜祖先就是這個原因，只不過當中有些人是以這個原因為出發點。
But there are Christians who are just the same.
但是呢做基督徒當中也很多人是有這樣。
I wonder if you are among them.
我會問就是你是不是其中的一個呢？
To become a Christian is to see to what extent God can bless you.
你做一個基督徒就係睇下啊，神可以喺邊啲事情裏邊祝福我咧
？In short, how much you can get out of this kind of faith in God？
即係話我信神，咁我可以得到啲乜啦
？But once your faith is put to the test, as in Job's case, the children were all killed.
但係當你嘅信心一開始被試煉嘅時候，好似喺約伯呢個咁嘅情況咧，嗰啲仔女被殺死啦
，property destroyed，
所有嘅產業全部都冇曬。
And Job's health, not his wife, Job's health.Was destroyed too.
而約伯唔係佢太太，約伯自己佢嘅生命、佢嘅健康都係咧有問題啦。
And Job's wife, his wife's reaction was curse God and die.
而約伯嘅太太嘅反應係點樣咧？佢就叫約伯咒咗神，死咗佢算啦。
This kind of God is utterly unjust.
佢會話呢類咁嘅神啊，佢係絕對唔公平嘅。
I mean, I've been putting my money in the offering box.
我個個星期日都係將我嘅錢擺落奉獻箱。
I've been going to church with my Bible.
我係帶埋我嘅聖經，個個星期翻教會。
And this kind of thing you do to me, you're unjust.
但係你對我做出啲咁嘅事，你係唔公平。
Conditional commitment is going to result in this kind of attitude as soon as things get tough.
如果你有嘅係一個有條件式嘅委身嘅話咧，當出邊嘅環境越嚟越惡劣嘅時候咧，你就會有一個咁嘅結局。
I'm sure you yourself know people in which, say, a mother died, or a father died, or a son died, or a daughter died, and they turned against God in all bitterness.
我肯定你哋都會認識一啲咁嘅基督徒，當佢哋嘅父親或者母親或者妻兒子女過世嘅時候，佢哋會好對神有好埋好大嘅埋怨嚟到去轉離神。
Second type，
第二類嘅基督徒咧
，is what I would call heroic commitment，
就係我會講嘅係一種英雄式嘅委身。
Oh， I can even call it magnificent commitment，
或者我咧會話呢種係一種好偉大嘅委身。
So impressive。
令人咧係咁讚歎嘅。
And that was Job's first kind of commitment.
呢一種咧就係咧約伯當初嗰種嘅委身。
Oh, we are so impressed.
嚇，我哋對於佢嘅委身咧非常之讚歎。
And rightly so.
亦都係好嘅。
It is heroic in the extreme.
係英雄式嘅主義咧到咗極點。
He is bloodied in battle, like a soldier, severely wounded, body covered in sores.Everything in ruins around him, his children dead, his house gone, his flock destroyed, and he stands heroic with the flag still waving. Glorious, oh, impressive.
就好似嗰啲嘅士兵咁样，经过连场嘅血战，哇，成身充满晒鲜血，所有一切佢嘅妻儿子女全部都已经阵亡啦，佢仍然咧喺度前住嗰支旗喺度，哇，好够英雄，威风凛凛咁喺度。
Even the flag is tattered, but he is still standing there.
就算咧嗰支旗咧已经破烂晒咧，佢仍然咁企喺度。
It is the picture of a hero.
呢個即係一個英雄嘅圖畫。
Everything lost, everything destroyed. I wonder why no painter has ever painted a picture of Job like that.
呢個就係一個英雄嘅圖畫啦。我就奇怪點解咁多嘅繪畫師都冇將約伯咧繪成一幅咁樣嘅圖畫出嚟。
It is so glorious.
就係咁榮耀嘅。
The sky you can portray it with dark clouds there.
後邊咧嘅天空咧係黑色嘅雲。
Everybody is there, lying there, dead on the ground.
所有嘅人咧，全部陣亡，瞓曬喺度，屍橫遍野。
But Job, bloodied, is unbowed.
但係咧，約伯雖然係滿身肉血，但係咧一路都唔屈服嘅。
哇 ！This is glorious commitment。
哇！好絕嘅偉身。
It calls forth admiration from our hearts。
令到我哋非常之敬仰。
Amazingly, that is usually the portrait of Job as given to us, and the picture stops there。
當然咧，頭先我哋所講嗰幅圖畫咧，就係一般人對於約伯咧呢個認識啦。
But is that the message of Job？
但係咧，約伯記裏邊嘅信息究竟係咪就係呢一樣咧？
I do see some people in our midst with heroic commitment.
我都睇到我哋當中係有一啲好英雄嘅偉身。
And I am impressed by them.
我睇見佢哋咁嘅偉身咧，我都覺得咧係好奇怪。
Oh yes, they will abandon everything for Christ.
佢哋咧會將我一切所有嘅嘢完全都抌開曬，為咗基督嘅緣故。
Nothing is too precious.
冇嘢咧對佢哋嚟講係重要嘅。
No difficulty and no trial will bow them.
冇任何嘅困難啊、難關咧、啊，令到佢哋咧要屈服嘅。
And because this type of Christian is so rare, we are impressed.
因為咧喺基督徒圈子裏邊咧，呢類咁樣委身嘅人咧，的確都係好少。故此咧，我哋認為佢哋唔簡單。
So you say, well, what's wrong with it then?
咁你就問我，咁有乜唔妥啊
？Well, I'm not here to give my opinion. I'm here to expound Job.
當然喺度我就唔係俾我自己嘅意見，喺度咧我就向大家咧嚟到去講解約伯記。
The problem with this type of heroic commitment is that it is usually also a carnal commitment.
個問題就係啊，呢類咁樣嘅英雄式嘅委身咧，通常都係一個屬肉體嘅一個委身嚟。
It is the kind of commitment we see in the Apostle Peter before Pentecost.
呢個就係一個我哋喺彼得呢度，彼得當喺五旬節之前啊，對主嘅嗰個委身。
Just this morning, I was meditating on the picture of Peter again.
而今朝咧，我同樣喺度諗緊關於使徒彼得嘅呢幅圖畫。
Heroic commitment.
非常之嘅有英雄感。
If you don't believe it, try to think of that picture in the Garden of Gethsemane.
如果你唔信嘅話咧，你諗翻下，當喺客西馬尼園裏邊咩事情發生
？In the dark of the night.
喺黑夜嘅黑暗裏邊。
A large crowd of people are coming.
一大班嘅人係嚟啦。
All heavily armed.
全部咧係帶曬刀槍。
The light.The torches are burning.
嗰啲嘅火把咧喺度咧照耀緊。
From the number of torches, you can already see how large a group of armed people are advancing.
當你睇到咧有幾多嘅密密麻麻嘅火把嘅時候咧，你就知道咧有幾多嘅人帶住兵器咧係嚟。
Only 11 apostles.
唔止係得翻十一個使徒喺度啫。
And from the record, we know that they only carried 2 swords.
而嗰個嘅聖經裏邊記載咧，佢哋只係帶咗兩把劍。
2 swords against that crowd?
兩把劍對付咁大班人？
If they wanted to flee, that was the time to run.
如果佢哋想逃走嘅話，嗰個時候就係最好機會啦。
Let's not be unfair to the apostles. They did not run at that point at all.
嗱，我哋咧唔好咧睇低嗰啲使徒，佢哋喺咁嘅情況之下都冇轉身走。
If they were that cowardly, they would have run before the crowd arrived.
如果佢哋真係咁嘅懦夫嘅話咧，嗰班人未嚟到啊，遠遠見到啲火把已經走唔切啦。
But the 11 stood their ground, heroes.
但係嗰十一個都係好英雄嘅，企翻喺度。
Two swords.
兩把劍。
Against the crowd.
對住所有一班人。
Oh, it's a heroic picture. I find myself profoundly moved by that.
我自己嚟講，體驗咁嘅情況都係非常之嘅感動。哇，非常之英雄啊！佢哋。
And they did not wave their swords in threat. They meant business.
而佢哋都唔係話咧，攞嗰把劍嚟咧嚇嚇人咁。佢真係咧，係真係上陣嘅。
I see the picture of Peter. Sword comes out.
我睇見彼得當時就做咩咧？掹咗把劍出嚟啦。
Flashing piece of steel in his hand.
喺手裏邊咧，閃耀嘅劍光。
You dare touch my master, and I will make sliced ham out of you.
如果你掂下我嘅主人一條毛髮咧，我咧將你咧削一成肉醬。
哇，真係好
威！非常之英雄啊
！Totally outnumbered，
完全係嗰個人數方面係冇得比較嘅。
Did he run? Hey, let's be fair to him. He did not run.
嗱，佢有冇走到咧？嗱，我哋要好公平嘅嚟睇件事情啊，佢冇走到啊。
The fact of the matter is he was prepared to fight.
個事實就係咧，佢係預備去打仗噶啦。
And fight he did.
而佢的確真係同人打過添。
And when one of the high priest's officers advanced, there was a flash of steel came down.
啊！而嗰個大祭司嘅仆人一出嚟嘅時候，佢一劍就削落去。
Peter was not messing about.
彼得唔喺度咧講笑嘅。
He held the sword and said, "One of you stand, come one step nearer, and you are gone."
彼得係揸住把劍喺度，你哋再行前一步咧，我就唔同你唔客氣。
Not one of you dare to touch my master.
你哋當中唔好有任何人掂我嘅主人。
And the officer was foolish enough to step forward.
嗰個嘅仆人咧就蠢啦，即係以為佢講笑。
And that flash of steel came right down on his head.
佢當然一劍咧就削落佢頭嗰度。
Well, either he quick quickly to the side or whatever he did.
可能佢即刻轉身避一避啦。
Or whether it's because he had one of these funny looking helmets.
或者佢又戴咗個咁嘅頭盔啦，擋一擋。
Just like our spaceman in the show.
好似我哋琴晚做嘅話劇嗰啲嘅太空人咁啦。
And down came the sword, and it either slid down the helmet or because he ducked and his ear was gone.
就係咧一劍射落嚟嘅時候咧，喺佢個頭盔咧旁邊一線線咗去，就切咗佢隻耳仔去。
That's enough evidence that Peter really meant business.
咁呢度咁嘅證據啊，就俾我哋睇到彼得係認真嘅。
Heroic commitment.
係好英雄式嘅委身。
They only left. That's the word Jesus said. If you came to arrest me, let them go. Then they fled, but not before then.
唔係話佢哋逃跑啊，而係主耶穌話：如果你哋班人係為咗我而嚟嘅話，俾佢哋走啦，咁佢哋先至走嘅。
I think the stories of preachers have much too much exaggerated the cowardliness of the apostles. They were not that cowardly.
可惜就係有好多嘅傳道人咧，都係咧啊講話嗰啲嘅使徒咧係非常之嘅啊冇膽啊懦夫啊咁樣。
The problem was it seemed that the Lord Jesus didn't support their action, so they better run. It was no use. The Lord said, "What if you shouldn't do that?" And that's very discouraging.
個原因啊，點解佢哋唔打落去咧？係因為主耶穌咧係唔準佢哋咁做啫嘛，唔支持佢哋咁做啫嘛。
Heroic commitment。
呢度係我所講嘅英雄式嘅委身。
What kind of commitment do you have？
你有嘅委身係邊一類嘅咧
？Was yours the conditional commitment that would curse God whenever the Lord gives you some test？
你嘅委身啊，係咪一種嘅有條件嘅委身咧？當神啊係試探你嘅時候、試煉你嘅時候，俾啲嘅苦頭你吃嘅時候，你就即刻。埋怨神。
Now I'm very proud of some of you。
而我對你哋當中有啲人咧，我都係非常之嘅感覺自豪。
Because I know you have heroic commitment。
因為我知道咧，你係有一種嘅英雄式嘅委身。
I'm not saying this in any way to ridicule you。
當然我咁樣講咧，唔係嘲笑你。
But your commitment has advanced to the stage where it is heroic, but not yet spiritual。
就係因為你嘅委身已經一路嘅進步到嘅地步咧，係開始咧有呢個英雄式嘅委身，但係仲未夠屬靈嘅。
You would fight for the gospel。
你會為到福音嘅緣故嚟到去爭戰。
That's the trouble. We have fighting in the church because there are those who would fight for the gospel。
但呢個同樣就係個問題。我哋喺教會裏邊同樣有好多嘅爭戰喺裏邊，就係有好多人咧話為福音嚟到爭戰。
Oh, they are committed, but very carnal in the commitment。
佢哋係對神委身，但係個委身係非常之屬血氣嘅嗰種。
You know that it is very difficult to get rid of a carnal or of a heroic commitment.
嗱，我哋要知道嘅就係咧，要除去呢一種屬血氣嘅英雄式咁樣嘅委身咧，係好難嘅一件事嚟。
Peter was so deep into this matter of heroic commitment that he couldn't exercise spiritual discernment even at a later stage very well.
就係啊，使徒彼得啊，佢係咁完全嘅投入咗喺呢一種嘅。英雄式嘅委身裏邊咧，以至甚至到一個後期嘅時候咧，佢都唔能夠有佢屬靈嘅鑑別能力。
In other words, heroic commitment is impressive, but has its great dangers.
即係話呢種英雄式嘅委身咧，有佢值得咧誇讚嘅地方，但係同樣係非常之危險。
You know from Peter's case that he had often great difficulty discerning spiritual things.
你睇到使徒彼得就係啦，佢好多時候啊都係咧睇唔到屬靈嘅嘢嘅。
For example, he had trouble long after Pentecost about whether he should eat certain types of food.
就算啊喺五旬節之後啊，彼得都有呢咁困難，就係佢都未能夠搞清楚同嗰啲嘅外邦人咧一齊嚟到食飯好唔好咧咁。
He had a lot of trouble associating with non-Jews.
佢當佢同一啲嘅非猶太人咧嚟到去相處嘅時候，佢有好大嘅問題喺裏邊。
What seemed to be very basic spiritual things, he still couldn't see.
呢啲甚至喺屬靈方面咧係好基本嘅嘢，但係彼得都係睇唔清楚。
No one could doubt the depth and the genuineness of his commitment。
冇人會懷疑啊，佢對主嘅委身嗰種嘅真誠同埋深度。
The problem was with his spiritual quality。
但係個問題就係咪屬靈咧
？Now I cannot go through the whole book of Job, so we'll just come to the last chapter, chapter 42, and see what change takes place。
我當然唔可以咧，成本約伯記同大家睇啦。我哋只不過咧，而家咧去翻去約伯記嘅最尾嗰一頁，你都睇到有乜嘢喺約伯身上係有改變嘅咧。
The whole point of the book of Job was to bring Job from this heroic commitment that he had to spiritual commitment。
成本約伯記嘅重心咧，就係要將約伯由對神呢一個英雄式嘅委身。改變到去一個屬靈嘅委身。
And this is so difficult that it took 40 chapters to accomplish.
而咁困難嘅話咧，以至到咧要用咗成40章嚟到去改變佢。
Only when we come to chapter 42, that finally Job gets the picture of the matter.
直至到去最尾嗰一章第四十二章，約伯先至睇到件事情嘅真相。
We can see this in the first section of Job 42.
我哋咧會喺第四十二章嘅頭嗰段咧就睇到啦。
Finally, the message of the Lord got to his heart.
最後主嘅信息終於進入到佢嘅心裏邊。
And we read in verse 1, then Job answered the Lord.
我哋咧就睇第一節，約伯回答耶和華說。
We have no time to read from verses 1 to 6.
我哋就未必有時間咧睇曬第一節到第六節。
But the gist of the matter is this.
個主問題嘅主要就係咁樣。
The word of the Lord has finally penetrated his heart.
神嘅説話終於都係透入佢嘅心裏邊。
And he has moved from a second-hand faith to a first-hand faith.
佢從一個二手嘅信心，轉變成為一個自己親自嘅經歷嘅一手嘅信心。
This we read in verse 5.
就喺第五節咧，我哋就睇到啦。
I heard of thee by the hearing of the ear.
我從前聞聞有你。
But now my eye sees thee.
現在親眼看見你。
Therefore I despise myself.
因此我厭惡自己。
And repent in dust and ashes.
在塵土和爐灰中懊悔。
In verse 6, he has come to the point of finishing with himself.
在第六節，他就去到這個地步，完全呢，將自己是毀滅。
In the language of Galatians 2:20, he has finally known what it means to be crucified with Christ.
在加拉太書二章二十字咁講，佢終於知道咩意思啦，同基督同釘十字架。
A dramatic change has taken place.
一個好劇烈嘅改變喺佢裏邊。
His faith up to now, as I said, was second hand by the hearing of the ear. I have known.
佢以前嘅信心，正如我所講嘅，係一個二手嘅信心，係從聽聞裏邊知道神。
Now, I want to say to you at once, this is the important distinction.
我首先就即刻指出俾你睇，呢度就係嗰個好重要嘅分別。
A heroic commitment can be based on nothing more than the hearing of the ear.
一個英雄式嘅委身咧，係可以咧建立喺一個咩之上咧？就係一個聽聞嘅嗰啲嘅信息之上。
You read many books.
你讀好多嘅書啊。
You hear many testimonies.
你聽到好多人嘅見證。
You listen to the word of God.
你聽到神嘅説話嘅傳講。
And you say, this is the truth.
你就話呢個就係真理。
I have so many witnesses, a great cloud of witnesses.
有咁多見證人，好似雲彩咁樣。
You read the Bible and you say, this has the ring of truth.
你讀聖經，哇！你發現呢度所講嘅非常之正確。
You see the effect of the gospel in other people's lives.
你又睇到福音嘅大能喺各個人嘅身上邊嚟到彰顯。
You see sinners being transformed into saints.
你睇到嗰啲罪人改變到成為一個聖人。
You come to the church and you see a new society.
你嚟到教會又見到教會咧係一個完全唔同嘅一班人喺埋一齊。
And you say, where can you find this kind of people in the world?
你就話喺呢個世界裏邊，仲有邊度可以揾到咁樣嘅人
？Who know all your faults?
佢知道你嘅問題。
Who know your weaknesses?
知道你嘅弱點。
And will love you all the same.
但係仍然咁愛你。
Who don't care whether you are high class or low class?
唔理你係好高嘅定還是好低嘅職位。
Only in the church has class distinction. In the true church of God, has class distinction been wiped out?
唯有在真正神的教會裏面，這些階級觀念才完全的除去。
Something that communism could not achieve.
這些是連共產的主義都不能夠除去的。
Which they even themselves have to admit, it cannot be, the class distinction cannot be removed.
因為就算共產黨他們都是認為這個階級主義都不可以完全的抹殺。
If you can remove the distinction between rich and poor,
你可以除去有錢人和窮人的那個分別。
You can never remove the distinction between those who are able and those who are not able.
但你不能夠除去那些有力量、有能力的人和那些沒有能力的人。
The intelligent in any society will form a class, whether you like it or not.
在任何的社會結構裏面，你的聰明是會令到你成為一個超人一等的。
They will be the leaders of that society.
他們就會成為那個社會結構裡面的領導人。
And the less capable will always have to submit to the leadership of the others.
而那些沒那麼聰明、沒那麼厲害的，就一路要跟隨那些領導。
There are distinctions which no society can eliminate by law.
故此呢啲咁樣嘅階級嘅分別咧，喺任何嘅社會階層裏邊、結構裏邊咧，都唔可以咧用法律嚟到去咧除去。
It can only be removed by love.
只能夠喺愛裏邊除去呢啲。
And there is no society that can produce love of itself.
而冇任何嘅社會可以咧自己產生呢種愛出嚟。
And that is why people see the church. Indeed, the love of God is here, present.
故此好多人睇見神嘅教會，就會知道神嘅愛的確喺佢哋當中。
Yeah, in fact.
他們是非常的詫異。
I want to be a Christian.
我就想做一個基督徒。
I want to be a committed Christian.
我想做一個委身的基督徒。
that the response is fine.
没错啊，这个咁嘅反应系好。
There's nothing wrong with it.
冇咩嘅问题。
There was nothing wrong with having a commitment such as Job had.
有一个好似约伯咁样嘅委身，唔系一个冇咩嘅问题。
Provided it is only one stage in the development.
只系咧呢一个咁样嘅委身咧，只系成为咧你嗰个嘅一路前进嘅当中嘅一个过程。
It becomes a problem if you stop at that point.
如果你一路咧系停留喺嗰度唔前进咧，咁就成为问题啦。
It becomes a problem if you don't realize the danger of stopping at that point.
当你啊喺停留喺咁嘅情况之下，而你仍然唔了解嗰个嘅危险性嘅话，咁就系问题。
What was the danger of stopping at that point？
停留喺嗰度有乜嘢嘅危险咧
？The deadly thing of self-righteousness，
就系咧嗰个自以为意呢种嘅问题。
That was the deadly thing about Job's position vis-à-vis God。
呢度咧就系咧约伯喺嗰个嘅阶段嗰种嘅危险。
Job too began to feel that God was unfair to him。
约伯都开始感觉到神可能系对佢唔公平啦。
He was not being righteously judged.
佢唔係咧，係俾神咧好公義公平咁嚟到去咧判斷件事情。
He had a sense of resentment.
佢有少少嘅埋怨啦。
That becomes dangerous when you start grumbling.
當你開始埋怨嘅時候咧，就好危險啦。
Because you feel self-righteous, justified.
你開始覺得咧自以為意，自己係冇錯。
That was the problem with Job.
呢度咧就係約伯嘅問題。
And so difficult was this problem of self-righteousness to deal with.
而咧呢個自以為意嘅問題係咁難去解決嘅。
It took 40 chapters to bring him to see.
要用40章嘅时间嚟到去咧，令到佢见得到。
God quotes back the words to Job.
神咧喺后尾咧系引用翻约伯当初讲过嘅说话。
In verse 3, Job remembers what God said to him.
约伯咧亦都未记得到神对佢讲过乜嘢说话。
In chapter 42.
喺第42章。
Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge?
第三节嗰度讲到话。谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢
？And the Lord quotes, and Job remembers the other thing that the Lord said to him in verse 4.
而第四节咧，同样咧睇到咧，约伯咧用记得神讲过嘅其他说话。
These things are earlier on that God spoke to Job, and Job now remembers them.
但系呢啲嘅说话系以前啊，神已经对约伯讲过噶啦，而家约伯就记翻起嚟啦。
And it says here in verse 4, "Hear, this is God said something, said this to Job before. Hear, and I will speak to you."
第四節呢度講，就係神咧以前咧同約伯講過呢句説話嘅。約伯而家講話，求你聽我，我要説話。
I will question you and you declare to me。
我問你，求你指示我。
Job at one time took the attitude almost as though he could teach God one or two lessons about justice and fairness。
到一個地步啊，甚至約伯咧曾經咧試過咧，好似喺一個位置嚟到去教神點樣先至行得更加公義。
God doesn't know how to run his world。
好似咧，神咧唔识到咧点样处理呢个世界里边嘅事情。
At least as far as Job was concerned, or as some of us are concerned.
最少咧系喺关于约伯本身嘅事情，或者好似咧关于你本身嘅事情咁样。
I always deeply remember once I was.